This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kellen Moore got announced as the New Orleans Saints head coach. And I was really just asking myself, what is the simple question? Who's going to do the worst job and who's going to do the best job?
Wow. All right.
Worst job. Kellen Moore's got to be the front runner for that by a mile because of situation, right? Not even his own doing. Brian Schottenheimer's situation ain't great.
The Jets don't have a quarterback right now?
I think Kellen Moore will win more games than people think.
Ooh, interesting take.
I think the Jets
this
are
is the Boise State bias.
No, I don't think so.
Boise State bias.
I don't think so. No, I don't
there
think so.
A little bit in there.
I don't think so. I think the division sucks for starters.
I don't disagree with that.
I think, well, Aaron Glenn, I already love what he's doing, but basically saying, I'm in charge there in New York. Stay off your damn interviews in the middle of the week, please. I'm in charge. I'm the captain now. I love that from Aaron Glenn there in New York. The Jets might be worse. You mentioned Brian Schottenheimer. They have more talent on the roster, no doubt, but I just still wonder that whole setup. Like, and with all due respect to the Schottenheimer family, like, Brian Schottenheimer's just never been a head coach. Why? Like,
feels like a losing situation.
He's not a 35-year-old coach that's getting his first crack at this. He's been in the league for a little bit, so I'm very skeptical. It's not his fault that he got the job, but I don't know. I actually think Kellen Moore will do better than people think, even though it's a really tough job. They got to give him a couple years. I believe, like, the obvious, like, who has the highest ceiling? Of course,
it's,
of course, both him and the quarterback situation.
What about Liam Cohen, since they've got Trevor Lawrence, the golden boy?
I think there's a chance there. Depends on how things
Trevor
mesh.
Trevor Lawrence, what's your opinion on Trevor Lawrence is what it comes down to. Is
you know,
he
I've never
be,
been high in him, yeah, so Cohen's going to be down my list.
What does success mean? Because the question's about success, Cody. I feel like there's levels to it. Is this making the playoffs, or is this...
I mean, you got to at least get to the playoffs, or you're not successful as
a
head
coach. I mean, in year one, or in general, in their tenure? Because in year one, obviously, I don't think Kellen Moore's going to the playoffs in year one. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, across 2 or 3 year period, I think he will win more games than some of the other guys we mentioned. In year one, I guess let's do that. Let's break it up. In year one, who has the best chance to make the postseason? Ben Johnson and the Bears.
Yeah, 100%.
I know it's a tough division. I will go there because the talent on offense is ridiculous.
Or Brian Schottenheimer in year one.
Just because, yeah, because the talent.
And okay. The NFC.
Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott.
Who could have the worst season in year one? Aaron Glenn or
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. The Raiders don't have a quarterback yet. That's the question. If they sign Sam Darnold, There's a limit, but there's also, I think, a floor that is higher than some of these other spots. Like, Derek Carr is probably the quarterback in New Orleans. So
that roster is also stuck. So the roster's not good.
I think if you made me rank out coach most likely to get a second deal and stay with his team, it's still Ben Johnson. And I know that that's the obvious answer.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But it's partially because of the talent that Caleb Williams still does possess. If they get any semblance of an offensive line, and he is the kind of guy who got the most, I think, he got as much as Sean McVay got out of Jared Goff. He got maximum out of Jared Goff. And so just as long as he's not a bad leader of men in the head coaching spot instead of being an offensive coordinator, that's by far the best pairing. The surprise one would probably be Liam Cohen. That's the one where you're like, offensive mind, finally get it
bad
together.
Division. Young quarterback.
Brian Thomas Jr. with a healthy Trevor Lawrence. Like, there's pieces there that I could talk myself into. My biggest hurdle is that I've always thought Trevor Lawrence was overrated, and he was rated in that way because, I'm not even kidding, aesthetics. He looks like a professional quarterback. He steps back exactly the way he's supposed to step back. He throws it exact like a mechanic, like a quarterback robot. He throws a pretty football. It all looks good on tape, but there's like screws loose between the heads and he screws things up. And so, like, I've always had a hard time reconciling like that.
I do feel bad for Trevor Lawrence a little bit. Your first coach was Urban Meyer, who was kicking players and everything. Like, it was a complete disaster.
Yeah, Doug Peterson, he was a Super Bowler.
Aaron Glenn, I feel like, how long are these guys' contracts anyways? Like, I don't know how
depends.
Long.
Some are 40, some are 5. It just depends.
I think Aaron Glenn, just to the point that you made, Goldor, he's very assertive in the way that he wants to run things.
I love it.
The roster is actually pretty good. It's just that they don't have a quarterback. And we don't know exactly what they're going to do. Obviously, they're not going to have Aaron Rodgers, it seems. Who do they go? I mean, I don't even know who the backup is there. Is it?
There is no. The backup's not starting, whoever it is.
And draft-wise, it's not a great situation either. So who knows what they do there. But I think he has the potential to maybe get another deal. Just because if they make the playoffs one or two out of the five, say it's a five-year deal. They make the playoffs two out of the five. I think he gets another deal.
How about if he just makes it once? They haven't been in the playoffs. When's the last time the Jets were relevant in the
AFC? Ryan?
Play? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he has to be in the playoffs twice.
I think
he gets in the playoffs in year two or three. I think he gets an extension.
I just think he has a decent shot to do it. I think because the roster's so good around where if you get
the quarterback.
I know, but if they get the quarterback, which is always the big question, the roster is built very well for them already. If they get
Garrett Wilson.
I don't know. If they get Jackson Dart, for example, who a lot of people think is the third best quarterback in the league, very mobile, really very good, very good college statistic numbers, throwing the football, very mobile, typical quarterback for this age. If he's even halfway decent, if he's Bo Nix, they make the playoffs with that roster.
Good social media, you know, just threw a dart, you know, the people will be all over that nonsense.
The issue is that organization as a whole sucks. And we're like, well, so did a lot. Like, here's the, and I know you didn't, I'm mentioning the Lions, sure. You didn't, but I think what's going to happen, and I told you, I like the Aaron Glenn hire, but now people are going to say, well, the Lions were bad for 30 years, so why can't the Jets be good? Like, it's as if now that's just going to be something everybody can replicate. Like, that's the dream of Jets fans. Our guy, Vinny Pasquantino, I'm sure. They don't have a quarterback yet. Their owner sucks. Those are two huge, huge hurdles that Aaron Glenn's going to have to get over.
Who's the OC there?
Who did they hire?
That also is the big question.
Who the heck did they hire?
Because quarterback and the OC combo, of course, has got to be big because he's the DC.
Now it's his offensive defensive staff. I have no idea.
So that obviously I think is the big question too. But the
senior pass game coordinator Scott Turner, who was with the Raiders last year, North Turner's son.
Well, I mean,
legacy, you know.
Yeah, the fact that he came from the Raiders, I wouldn't feel too great. That, I guess. But.
Oh yeah, what offensive coordinator was going to make that quarterback situation look good?
Yeah, right.
Again, they can't turn water into wine. Sometimes, you got into an argument with someone earlier on the text line, Colt, for the same reason. We got to take a break, but like. Can't just fix every player whether they're bad.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.